The name of this episode is called Do Not Cast Your Pearls Upon Swine. And I'm not calling anyone out of their name or anything like that, but you know, when you think about pearls and you think about swine, you can just imagine that there's totally a difference. You know, pearls, they're intricate, they're delicate, and you know, swine produces other things such as worms. Then you know, swine comes from the pig. It's a saying. It's a biblical saying. Do not cast your pearls upon swine. And the significance of this saying is that we sometimes get in our own way, or we sabotage ourselves by not looking at the originality or the uniqueness, the delicacy of who we are being for our lives. And so we cast our pearls, what we were giving as a blessing, upon swine, because we don't want to deal with the reality of who we are to actually go into in depth as to what we need to be doing with our own personal lives. And so we cast our pearls upon the swine, in which we attach ourselves to individuals beneath us, individuals who are not doing anything for themselves in relationships, or sacrificing what we need to do or what we should be doing to be better, better individuals. We may be procrastinating about what we should be doing with our lives. We may sabotage our relationships. We may be that way because of issues that we may have that we never investigated, or we never took the time to look at the triggers that cause us to do the things that we do in our day-to-day lives, relationships. And so we act out. And sometimes, as I mentioned in my earlier podcast, is that we sometimes are dealt the wrong hand, you know, and we walk this journey in our lives that causes us to experience things that we don't need to experience, but it happens to reach us, you know, it happens to touch our lives. And I told someone today that when you come from a background where there are absent parents, or no parents, or single parent household, we fall victim to things that could affect our livelihood or affect our lives. And sometimes we have to find that little girl who's been affected by maybe a situation as an adult to bring her forward to the level where you are. And it could be a difficult journey. So when I say, do not cast your pearls upon swine, take the time to self-reflect, meditate, look at your triggers. What causes you to latch out? Because sometimes when we're dealing with individuals and we become upset and they push the trigger, we're dealing with something from our past, not from present. I don't know if many of you have experienced situations like that where everything just shows up in a negative. You have to turn that around. You have to break the cycle. And look at your life as a pearl. A pearl is basically made based on the agitation of sand within a clam or within the oyster. And the agitation could be the things that we go through in our day-to-day life. But those things that we go through can make us the most beautiful individual can make us the most beautiful pearl. So don't forget that. You know, you have talents, you have gifts, you have qualities. But if you fail to look at those qualities and you don't look at them from the aspect of being a pearl, you can lose your life in the pig pen. You know, you can lose your life by being in the wrong place at the wrong time. You can lose your life by not developing and living your life. So please, don't cast your pearls upon swine. Don't forget to like, subscribe. If you have questions, please feel free to leave me a message and I'll get back to you. Later. So many people are trying to cash in on other people's celebrities or other people's fortune. And there's this story on YouTube regarding entertainment, Remy Ma and this Brittany Taylor girl. And the story is too calm as to what really occurred. When things happen, when people get a black eye or people get hit by something, they always are enraged. Take that with you. Take that bag. Thank you. Excuse me. When they tell them the story, they tell them the story hardcore. They ain't telling the story like, can we just get along? You know, I thought it was sister love. No, they not doing that. They're going to be saying curses. They're going to be telling the story of what happened, how it happened. And truth be told, when they showed that girl's mom on that television with that lawyer, that girl's mother did that. That girl's mother did that because she, and this ain't the first time she got slapped by her mother, but she probably turned her head and got slapped. She said she was going to a meeting and leaving out, and her mother clipped her, and that's what she got. And then when she got to her destination, which she never said it was going, she was going to see Remy's Ma or going to a function where Remy Ma was at, she used that location as a place to cash in because was she was going to tell the people that her mother did it? No. You know, so she going to cash in on Remy, okay? Her mother knocked on her eye for her smart mouth, and that's what she got. So when I saw her mother, that's just what popped up in my mind. You know, like I don't try to be putting bad talk on people, but mothers do beat their children behind, believe me. And she got her behind hit by her mom, and she blamed it on Remy. So she was too calm. The story don't match up. Mm-mm. So, and I can say it is allegedly, but in my gut, it's true. So, that's basically it. And when you suing somebody, you stand right there with the judge, or with, not the judge, but with the lawyer, your mother, and your family. Where was she? She wasn't there with her mother because she was still mad. Okay, so that's how I'm seeing it. Okay, I'm out. Well, it's been a long time since I've recorded. And there's so many things on my mind. Y'all have no idea. I don't even know where to start. I could start with just people in general. You know, there's so much going on in the world today. And people are taking no note. Remember, biblically, during the days of Noah's Ark, people took no note. But that's how it is today, the generations. Mess. You go to your job, the people are a mess, lazy. They don't want to do the work, you know. And they appear to be prospering, so they think. But I'm not going to even go on a tangent about it because there's so many other things that I can talk about. Now, it's funny how you have you have your talents, your creativity, and sometimes you just be feeling like you've stopped. You don't really want to talk about the stuff they're talking about on social media or YouTube, Moniece, and all that stuff. It just, to me, it's just like irritable, make you irritable. Because really, they're doing all that just to keep from looking at their real lives. And maybe that is their real lives, but to do a lot of stuff just to keep from doing the work, so to speak. Doing the work is looking at things that would cause you to step out of character. You know, doing the work requires that you make changes in your life. And believe me, people hate change. Doing the work makes you become humble, like you have to be humble sometimes when you're overlooked in your career, or you're overlooked in your relationship. You know, you discount it, when it comes to depreciation, because you contribute to the lives of people and you are really not appreciated. So you have to have some form of humility to keep moving, because the gift that you get, we receive, is not from human. It's going to be from God, from Jehovah. You know, this way I see it. You know, when you have talent and you don't treasure it or develop it, it really goes by the wayside, because we all are gifted in some way or form. And it's up to our parents sometimes to, well, it really is up to our parents to actually zone in or be see our talent, pretty much, develop those talents, see the talents when you observing your child or looking at them. And then those talents may not ever be looked at, because maybe parents are so busy into their own personal life that they can't even see the talent that's standing right before them. The money-making machine, the basketball player, the ballet dancer, the African dancer, the tap dancer, the track star, the trumpet player, the musician, the singer, the songwriter, the seamstress. Your parents don't see it when they're so absorbed in their own life, when they're worried about life, when they're under pressure, when they're thinking about your dad or her husband or a lover and the fact that he's not home or he's out with someone else, another woman. They be so absorbed in those things that they forget that there's a child that's talented. Excuse the noise, it's noisy out there. Or they forget that you exist, and the stranger comes by and takes advantage of you, or the stranger comes by and, touches you in the wrong place, or the stranger comes by and gives you a few dollars, getting you ready so that when he come by, he could give you more money. It's just a lot of things that I think about how people are affected. I'm a behavior science major, and I see things differently. I'm a social worker during the day. I have a master's degree in leadership, so I look at these things. I don't really talk too much about the things on the podcast. This is like really new for me, but I do talk about this type of situations when I deal with the public. And I really, really, really help the people. I do. And I see my constituents, my co-workers, like, looking at their responsibility, their job, as a burden. Wow. It's amazing. It's really amazing how people are today. So I say this to say that we are gifted in many ways, and we have work to do, and you can't run forever. Can't run forever. You have to do the work. Time is going by. Time is running out. That's what I want to say. Time is running out. So if you got work to do, get started. If you need some coaching, leave a comment. I'll be glad to have a conversation with you. But you have to be willing to be receptive to what I say. I'm not, you know, trying to govern no one's life, but I do have knowledge of things, understandings, experience. And I'm going to share that. I'm going to share it. I'm not a fortune teller, none of that, so you won't be getting that, but my wisdom is deep. So until we meet again, do your work. Take care.